Good morning. Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church. This is God's house. He has provided it for us to come and to worship and to fellowship together each and every Sabbath. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen,
amen indeed. A text this morning, as placed in the bulletin, is what I told Carol, Exodus 3:11-4:13. But I'm going to be reading only a portion of that section. I just wanted to put that section in so that if you looked at it ahead of time, you would get the full flavor of the scene which we're going to discuss. So I shall be reading Exodus 3:11-17 and 4:1-13. And I invite you to follow along as I read Exodus 3:11-17 and 4:1-13. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you ought to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what you have has been done to you in Egypt, and I have promised to bring you out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey.'" Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous like snow. "Now put it back into your cloak," he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous signs, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground." Moses said to the Lord, "O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." But Moses said, "O Lord, please send someone else to do it." May God add his blessing to our reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. To make an impact means to have an effect or make an impression which creates a change. And the fact is, Ephesus Baptist Church on Smith Cross Road in Mecklenburg County can make a positive impact for God, particularly in Southside, Virginia. If we focus on God's ministry, if we follow the will of God, and if our eyes are on Him, we can be excited about what God is doing and what He will do through the believers here at Ephesus. However, if we are to make an impact upon God in this area, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our workplaces, then we need to make a change in our way of answering God's call to serve Him. To make such an impact and advance God's kingdom requires commitment, dedication, sacrifice, and tenacity. And regrettably, all of us use a myriad of excuses for not accomplishing the task which God asks us to be doing. The truth is, we all have big butts, B-U-T-S, which gets in our way of consistently living a sold-out life for Jesus. And I hope that you will all agree it is time for us to reduce our butts and start accomplishing great things for the kingdom of God and for His glory. Now, if there's one person in the Bible who had numerous buts or excuses for not doing what God called him to do, it certainly is Moses. He was saved from being killed as a toddler. He was raised in Pharaoh's home. He committed a murder, ran away from Egypt, married and raised a family. And now God is asking him to go back to Egypt to save his people, the Israelites, from slavery. And as many of us do, Moses offered several buts or excuses to God as to why he could not fulfill what God had called him to do, rescue the Israelites. Moses gave five buts or excuses to God as to why he could not do what God wanted him to do. The first but I am not qualified to do what is asked of me. Moses is meeting God at a burning bush, and God is telling Moses to instruct the people of Israel regarding escaping, so to speak, or leaving Egypt. He wants Moses to lead the Israelites out of bondage. But listen to Moses' answer to God. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Now, this was no small task. It wasn't just an afterthought by God. God was asking Moses to return to Egypt, where he had committed murder some 40 years ago, and wanted him to lead the people out of Egypt. And Moses offered the excuse that he was not qualified to do what God requested. But let me tell you something, friends. There is no valid excuse to God for not fulfilling the calling He places upon our lives. When God gives us a calling, He has already a plan for us to fulfill that calling. But Moses' response to God indicated that he was not making any attempt to fulfill the call. If God calls us to make an impact for Him, He will provide the means by which we can complete the task. All we need to do is have faith in God. The second but I am not intelligent enough to do what you ask. God commanded Moses, "You tell the Israelites that I, God, am telling them to leave Egypt." What does Moses say? Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? Now this excuse, I think, tells us a great deal about Moses' frame of mind at this point as he stands before the burning bush. Although he's standing before a burning bush, which would certainly get, I think, any of our attention, this excuse indicates that Moses is not yet comprehended the fact that he is talking to Jehovah God, the one true God of the nation of Israel. But he does realize that when God says, I am who I am, and this is what you say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. Moses needed to know this fact in order to convey it to the Israelites in order that they would trust him and follow him out of Egypt. And God gave Moses this knowledge. And God always gives us the knowledge and the power to do what he has called us to do. But number three, but even I, talking about Moses, this is him, but even I do not believe in myself to do what you ask. Once again, Moses doubts himself and his ability to follow God's mission. Moses answered, what if they do not believe me or listen to me when I say, and they say, the Lord did not appear to you? Basically, Moses is saying the Israelites aren't going to believe me, and in fact, I really don't even believe myself that I can convince them. But when God calls us to do the impossible, when he calls us to have a positive impact for him, we might think the same as Moses. We might think people will not listen to us or not believe us. And let me tell you, there are going to be people who don't listen to you. There are going to be people who do not believe what you say. But what we need to understand and what Moses learned is the call is from God Almighty. It's not from the deacon board telling us to do something. It's not from a friend telling us to do something. This is from God himself. And if God calls us and we obey that call, then he's going to give us the power to fulfill the task that he wants done. But number four, but I do not possess the talent to do what you ask. In thousands of churches across just America, much less the world, there are people who use this same excuse. And every one of us has gifts and talents that God has given us to use to advance his kingdom and to glorify him and to praise him. And if we are not using these talents that God gave us, then they are merely going to waste. Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. And Moses was right. Historians tell us, even secular writings tell us that Moses was not an eloquent speaker, that he was slow in his speech. God said to him, however, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak, and I will teach you what to say. With God, there is no impossible. With God, what we think is impossible is possible. Our God is all-powerful, and he will give us the strength to accomplish what he wants us to accomplish. There's no one that God cannot use. And if God gives anyone, regardless of his or her education, regardless of his or her physical manual skills, if God gives anyone a task, then it can be done. All we need is to have faith in God and use the talent that God gave us. And finally, but number five, but I am not willing to do what you ask. Exodus 4:13, but Moses said, O Lord, please send someone else to do it. When all is said and done, our buts or our excuses are a polite way of saying, no, I'm not going to do it. A but is the way we convince ourselves not to do what we should do, or is a way of not doing what we do not wish to do. How often have we used the but in the workplace, in the home environment, in relationships? You don't want to do it. You don't want to flat out say no, so you use a but. Excuses are our way to avoid something which might be unpleasant, might cost us some time or even some money. And Moses was through making excuses and showed the real state of his heart. He would rather have God send someone else. Moses' problem was not that he was unable to do what God asked. He was unwilling to do what God asked. And then the Lord's anger burned against Moses. God was not angry with Moses after his first but, second, third, or fourth. But when it came to that fifth but, God was angry with Moses because he was just unwilling to do what God had asked him to do. He was not unable. He was just unwilling. And that's not too much different today. Many of us believe serving God may cost us too much time, too much money, or it may harm our reputation or impact negatively upon our popularity. So we don't speak up for God. We don't tell others that we are followers of God, that we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We come to church, our comfort zone, where everybody knows that we read our Bible daily and we study our Sunday school lesson and we come to Bible study. But then we go out and we are unwilling to be a missionary for God. It may impact us negatively. The question is, are we willing to serve God or not? Are we willing to reduce our butts and do what God has called us to do? God gives us the tools. All we have to do is just do it. God is our strength. There's nothing we cannot do when we focus on God. Stop offering buts or excuses and fulfill God's will to build His kingdom. We need to be more confident in the fact that God will always provide us what we need for the task He calls us. God gave us Jesus, who came to earth and lived and died and rose from the grave and is living today. He did all of that for us, Jesus did. God sent Him, His only Son. Jesus gave us new light and a covenant and the promise of eternal life. And along with such life and covenant, Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit, who is the power we need to get the job done. And if you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, you have no valid but or excuse. God has given the believers here at Ephesus everything we need to make an impact for His kingdom on earth. God has provided us with this building for worship and praise of Him. God has provided us with an extremely talented choir and choir director and pianist and organist in order to offer up songs of praises. God has provided us with talented teachers to assist us in studying God's Word. God has provided us with the beautiful Family Life Center for use as a ministry tool to witness for him and to carry out and fulfill the Great Commission. And all we need do is step out on faith, promote and use these assets, and be beacons of light for God in this sin-filled world, and show others that God is love and does provide the path to salvation and eternal life. Have you given your heart to God through Jesus Christ? Have you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior and asked for forgiveness of your sins? If the answer is yes, then reduce your buts. Stop making excuses to God when He gives you a call, and make an impact for God's kingdom here on this earth. And if you have not given your heart to Jesus, then we invite you to do so today and join those who are making a positive impact for God on this world. All you need do is come and say, I have confessed my sins to Jesus. I know He has forgiven me, and I believe in Him as my Lord and Savior. And we will pray about that with you and take it from there. So please come forward as we sing our hymn of invitation, hymn number 294.